on Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and I'm delighted to have Drew Schulke, Marketing Director of the Dell Data Center Solutions Group, with us today. Welcome, Drew.
Welcome. Glad to be here.
So the Data Center Solutions Group at Dell has a very interesting history. Can you tell us a little bit about what this organization at Dell does and how it differs from your mainstream enterprise strategy?
Yeah, great question. So if you look back to 2007, Dell noticed that there was this new trend of enterprise computing beginning to emerge within the marketplace. And the name we coined around that at the time was hyperscale. And we spent a lot of time looking at that space because, you know, quite frankly, back in 2007, we saw that we weren't necessarily competitive with the new set of customers that were coming into this space. And when we describe hyperscale, really what we're talking about are the household names of the web and the cloud and so forth today. Think your large social media companies, big search engines, cloud computing giants, and so forth. In 2007, those were all somewhat nascent, but they were starting to drive a new set of requirements into the marketplace with different expectations around what they demanded from their hardware solutions, as well as the engagement model with the suppliers of those solutions around it in terms of services and engineering. And so we set up an independent entity within Dell called Data Center Solutions with the sole purpose of focusing on these very large hyperscale accounts. And we've been in business ever since then here at Dell, and have, you know, really focused on about somewhere in the neighborhood of any one time 15 to 20 customers. And these are 15 to 20 very large customers that tend to drive it, like we said earlier, a different model. And so we like to come in and really focus on putting very compelling solutions in front of them to help them move their business forward, because so much of what they do in the data center is really their cost of goods sold of their business. So to the extent that we can make that as efficient as possible, that helps make them more profitable, helps them grow, and that's what we're here to do for our customers.
You know, we're here at the Adam C. launch. Obviously, this represents a new capability in terms of low-power processing from Intel. Can you tell us what this news means for Dell in terms of the types of solutions that you're able to offer from DCS?
Yeah, sure. Great question. So, you know, even going back to 2007, this idea of the importance of the power envelope has been key to this particular marketplace. And when you think about it, the power defines so much of what these end users are doing in terms of the cost of running their business. There's obviously the utility bill that's associated with powering servers. Power then also generates heat, which drives, again, more power consumption to cool them down. And then it also just tends to drive a huge amount of capital investment in terms of actually, you know, getting power from the utility feed into the data center and distributed down to the server level. So, you know, this maniacal focus on power certainly is not new and something we've been looking at for a long, long time. I think what's really interesting, out of the launch today with the Avoton solution is, you know, we now have a very low power option in the portfolio that contains a number of features that make it really attractive to this particular marketplace. And so the first one of those would be, you know, it's an x86 architecture, and so all of the work and time that they have spent, over the previous years in this business, fine-tuning their application and getting things to work, as they look for ways to move to new compute paradigms that give them a better TCO, that makes it certainly a significantly more seamless transition. Coupled with x86, it's 64-bit, which again doesn't force you to do a recompile around anything like that. Again, just making life easier for the customers to go on and transition. I think one of the things that was key in this announcement is, as we've heard today, is you know, this is focused on a number of workloads of very specific workloads where we think this is a value proposition. And, you know, one of those that we're the most excited about, quite frankly, is what this can do in the area of what we call cold storage. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who aren't familiar with what cold storage is, you know, think about a very large web-based business. And that could be anything. It could be a social media site or a software as a service type of offering. But on a daily basis, they're creating terabytes and terabytes or petabytes and petabytes of data. And all that data, you know, can't always be destroyed or can't always just be deleted. There's reasons that you have to keep it around. You know, one of those reasons might be that it's a source of revenue for you later on as you go through and mine it and learn things about your customer and your user base, which allows you to serve their needs more effectively. You know, another thing might just be as simple as it's kind of expected, that data is expected to remain there over its useful life because of the nature of what it is. So when you upload a photo to your favorite social media site and you want to go back and look at it 3 years from now, it's still there. Now, what that does is it creates an interesting problem statement around, you know, how do I support this idea that I have this huge amount of data there, but I don't need it sort of at that very low latency response time. I need to keep it around. You know, I don't want to go to do something like a tape archive where it's kind of sent away and it takes, you know, hours or days to go find it again. I need it to be relatively easily accessible, but not at an SLA that's going to drive some really high-performance system. Mm-hmm. And this is where we think the solution today creates a really interesting paradigm because it kind of merges a couple of things we talked about. One, you've got a very power-efficient footprint. But two, it's a solution that enables a lot of the standard server features that we're used to today, such as the ability to easily support a large amount of direct attached storage. And we think this creates a very compelling cold storage solution because it drives, one, that low power footprint that everybody's looking for. Two, it also drives a smaller physical footprint. So as you're constrained from a physical perspective in your data center, it allows you to support more storage to support this kind of need for your end users. And that's the workload that, you know, today we're here to announce a product around, and quite frankly, we're really excited about that.
You know, cold storage, everybody's talking about it, and, you know, for lack of a better word, it's really hot right now. Can you tell us why it's growing so much? And, you know, I think we're the culprits here of why there's so much cold storage needs out there. What kind of things are stored in these cold storage environments?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, we certainly are the culprits, right? So how much, between the two of us, how much data did we create today that's sitting out on the web somewhere in the cloud, so to speak, right? You know, several things are driving this trend. You know, one, obviously, the behaviors that you and I are now doing, things that we would have done, you know, traditionally on our own system. Now we're not only doing on our own system, but, you know, doing pieces of that in the cloud in some way, shape, or form. And as we do that, we expect that we're going to be able to go back and get to that data at a later point in time. You know, I think another interesting thing is this you know, emerging trend around data analytics and business intelligence tied to that. And, you know, there's so much data out there that this idea that you can take all of it and merge it into, you know, one gigantic cluster that you can go off and, you know, analyze 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just isn't practical. You know, the clusters that you're using to analyze those need to be tuned around a certain, you know, size of data, and that's where your, you know, optimal performance is going to come. But you need to move data in and out of that. And that's, again, another opportunity where I think cold storage comes into play, where you can go off and park some data, easily move it from there into another cluster that would allow you to go off and analyze things, and then, you know, return it back when you're done. So that's another trend that's coming up. But, you know, it's a space that we just, quite frankly, have seen emerge. It's becoming, from a data center solutions perspective, my group here within Dell, a larger component of our overall business as we go off and serve these customers over time. because there just doesn't seem to be any fundamental trend or force pushing back on the need to retain a lot of this data, nor is there a willingness to go off and entertain a true archival, very slow response time type of solution.
When you look at the types of solutions that you're driving to hyperscale, do you think that there's a particular profile of system that is going to fit into that long term, or are hyperscale data centers going to need a full range of solutions similar to enterprise data centers in the future? Can you characterize that for us?
Great question, and absolutely, the enterprise data center and the hyperscale data center, one size will never fit all. I think that's a statement I feel pretty comfortable in making. Let's just maybe take as an example here of looking at a typical Web 2.0 business model and how they stack what their infrastructure stack looks like that's running their entire application. A front-end presentation layer, you've got a logic or application layer, you've got potentially a memcache layer, a database layer, you might have a Hadoop kind of hot storage data layer, and then a cold storage layer below that. Each one of those drives a very different set of performance expectations up and down that stack. And, by and large, what we've seen is the successful companies that are running these kind of business models have become really quite good at fine-tuning what those solutions look like. And, to give it an example, a capable, web server, our analysis says that, the more traditional two-socket Xeon solution, which has sort of been a staple of the data center, is still very, very capable in that space. Very, very compelling, gives you the best performance per watt and the best performance per dollar story. And so that's kind of still front and center for us in terms of our conversations with customers around that space. Then you go down to that other end of the stack in this cold storage space where that sort of, I'd say, in a sense, Moore's Law hasn't needed to keep pace with the needs on the compute side down here. It's been more about the features and, what sort of features do you need down here to enable things like software-defined storage and, as an example, running a program like Ceph to support that. It's not, I wouldn't call it horsepower intensive. It's really more about the features that you have there and how can you do that in a very efficient package, both from a physical footprint and a power consumption perspective. And that's where, the solution that we're talking about here today from that Intel's announcing and that we in turn are announcing a cold storage solution fits in. And so, I think it's still the right thing to do to optimize each one of these layers of the application. And I don't see that going away anytime soon.
It's interesting. As you talk about it, it took me back to the fact that, I think that the business starts with talking to the customers about their pain points. And I guess the question that I have for you is, I know that you've probably talked to your customers about the cold storage solution you're delivering to the marketplace. What's their response been so far? And can you share any anecdotes with us about how people are viewing this product?
Yeah, no, great question. And so let's describe a little bit of what we're talking about. Is the product we're announcing today is the DCS 1300. So it is from our data center solutions group here at Dell. Again, focusing on that hyperscale portion of the market. We started having customer conversations on this type of platform about a year ago. And so obviously well in advance of this launch. And, a lot of them were, not even in the U.S., right? We went to China and talked to a number of customers in China on this. And, for them, there was a really resounding feedback that they felt there was a gap in the storage models that were being, storage solutions that were being put in front of them to go off and address this new cold storage space. And primarily what was going on is, basically what would have been a very capable data analytics or Hadoop-like node, which was more, your traditional capable two-socket Xeon with a relatively large memory footprint and decent network connectivity and a large amount of drives was kind of the de facto standard for this. And, as we went through and started talking to them, feedback points were pretty consistent. One, that sort of box consumes too much power in terms of what we want to do from our data center and getting more capacity out of it. Two, it consumes more space than we'd like it to. We need it to be, as we drop that power envelope down, we want to be able to get more of these things into a rack. But three, our software is set up in such a way that, hey, don't go interject something, into the solution that's going to make it difficult for me to port my code over. Mm-hmm. And so what we went off and did is, looking at some of these workloads and how we could, take a lower utilized box and move it into something with a higher utilization level, but still a more efficient power footprint is what we came up with. And so the solution we have on display here today and everyone's coming by to take a peek at is to get to kind of the speeds and feeds is we've taken a simple one-use server and loaded it up with very large form factor SATA drives, 12 to be specific. And behind that, we have a single server running on an Avoton SoC with the ability to drive all of those drives and with the options to do, 1 gig or 10 gig connectivity out to the network. And, by and large, the conversations with the customers that we were having a year ago, we've come forth and addressed all of the things they wanted out of that conversation. We've picked something that'll have a higher utilization rate but a smaller power footprint. We've picked something that will have a much denser footprint in the data center. But at the same time, we didn't sacrifice on storage capability. We still have a very large storage footprint to go support that. And it's, 64-bit x86 architecture, so that software migration is going to be a relatively seamless one for them to go off and execute. So we're excited. Our customers are frankly excited. As we get these in their hands here in the coming weeks, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Well, Drew, thank you so much for being on the program today. I know it's a busy day for you guys with the launch of your cold storage product. Thank you so much for being part of this launch with us and the collaboration.
Thank you, Allison. It's been great.